Here is a jest, I do protest, of a young damsel in the West, whose wit and beauty did excel most maids that in those parts did dwell. Therefore, my friends, I pray attend to this new ditty which is penned. Then, if you do not own the same, in troth you will be much to blame. One morning, sirs, it happened so, she to the market town would go, which purse of money, great and small, to buy a high crowned hat withal. No sooner was this lass come there, but she did to a shop repair, whereas her charms did soon ensnare the bachelor that lived there. "Sweet sir," said she, "a hat I'd have, and let it be as I shall crave. One that is rich and light to wear, he soon did fit her to a hair." "Tell me the price," she then replied. Said he, 10 shillings I denied. "But I'll befriend thee, love," he said, "because thou art a handsome maid. Thou shalt enjoy it for a crown, if thou wilt let me lay thee down upon a soft fine feather bed, and there obtain your maidenhead." The damsel pausing stood a while. At length she'd answered with a smile, "What maidenhead and money too, if faith kind, sir, that will not do." He straightway beckoned her aside, saying if she would but abide with him till the next morning light, he'd give her this new hat outright. She did no more disputing stand, and struck the bargain out of hand. And having given the youth content, the hat she took and home she went. Now as the trip it on the way, the damsel to herself did say, "I with a high-crowned hat am sped for a mere silly maidenhead." When to her mother coming straight, this precious bargain to relate, said she, "Dear mother, as I'm true, a hat I have and money too." "Why, saucy slut," her mother said, "how was the good shopkeeper paid?" "He had my maiden head," quoth she, "which has been long a plague to me." The mother then began to rave, and did her daughter there be his slave. Likewise she thrashed her out of the door, protesting she'd ne'er own her more. If this new hat she did not take, and with all hast a journey make, to give it him to whom she'd lain, and fetch her maidenhead again. Much hast to town this damsel made, and to the hatter thus she said, "My maidenhead you must restore, or else I am ruined evermore." "Here, take your hat," again she said, "for I must have my maidenhead. Come hither and lie by my side, I'll give it thee," again he cried. Now, as the youthful shopkeeper, he was restoring that to her, "Thrust it in further, sir, I pray, for fear I lose it by the way." Said he, "'Tis well, thou needest not fear." These words her drooping heart did cheer. She made him courtesies to the ground, because she had such kindness found. She to her mother went with speed, and told her that he was indeed an honest man, for why, said she, "he never made a word with me." But how, housewife, had he not been so, it would have proved your overthrow. But since he did it thus restore, be sure you play the fool no more.